More now on the Senate Intelligence Committee report that came out last week. Among the documents released by the committee were two State Department memos that the Los Angeles Times reports on today. They concern the speech that Secretary of State Colin Powell made to the UN Security Council on February 5, 2003, spelling out Washington's case that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence.
Well, this year, Secretary Powell, while defending the decision to go to war with Iraq, expressed regret for that speech. The sourcing for it, he said, was inaccurate and wrong, and in some cases, deliberately misleading. What we can now read in the Senate Intelligence Committee report are memos that State Department analysts wrote about drafts of Powell's speech. Greg Miller of the LA Times reports on them today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Describe first the State Department analysts' method of rating the claims in the drafts for Colin Powell's speech to the UN.
Sure. In these memos, these analysts assign the claims a five-star rating system with a five, as they say, denotes a smoking gun in terms of prohibited weapon systems. One star denotes a claim we do not consider strong, but which is plausible. There are not many five stars in this memo.
The word weak is attached to many of the claims advanced in the drafts that they were looking at.
That's right. A great number of claims they label as weak or implausible.
What can we deduce was in an early draft of the Powell speech that went out, perhaps because of objections raised in these memos?
If you recall, Secretary Powell not only delivered a speech, but he showed us some satellite photos, and we heard some signals intercepts. And it turns out there were more of those that they were planning to include in the presentation that were pulled out because of, we can assume now, doubts expressed by some of his analysts at the State Department.
Doubts about whether they really showed what they purported to show.
That's right.
There's much discussion in these memos about how the purchase of aluminum tubes by Iraq should be interpreted. What was the reigning view at the State Department as to whether these aluminum tubes said something about an Iraqi nuclear weapons program or not?
Well, the aluminum tubes were a subject of raging debate in the intelligence community before Powell's presentation, before the war. The aluminum tubes, the administration argued, were evidence that Iraq was importing equipment to build centrifuges for enriching uranium. But the other analysts in the State Department concluded that these tubes were much more likely to be for conventional weapons, that in fact, if you looked at the specifications on these weapons, they matched very closely tubes that Iraq had used decades earlier, and in fact were very close to specifications the United States used on conventional rockets.
And yet, the tubes were mentioned in the speech by Secretary Powell.
That's right. He ends up referring to the tubes. He acknowledges that there is some disagreement in the community, but he goes on to say that as an old Army trooper, he finds it hard to believe that Iraq would be continuing to refine the specifications on these if they were just for rockets that were going to break up into shrapnel.
In the two State Department memos, there are several objections to particular claims. There are frequent warnings against overstating the case of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction programs. But these memos don't contain a larger skepticism about Iraq. Perhaps we're really off base here. That's nowhere stated.
That's right. That's important to keep in mind. That for all the skepticism that the State Department analysts lodge and that is reflected in these memos, they don't challenge some of the fundamental assumptions about Iraq and its weapons program. They don't challenge some of the larger pieces of Powell's presentation. In fact, at one point, they actually urged that he strengthen language on the mobile weapons laboratories.
Greg Miller, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Greg Miller is national security correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. You can read the Senate Intelligence Committee report at our website, npr.org.